Okay, this is Corey Smart with Creative Disturbance. We're talking with the Rhythmically Inclined channel today. I'm here with Hal Clark. We're talking about another one of his bumpers. This one is for the MetaLive channel, I believe. Real quick, what is it saying? I mean, let's play that back real quick. Okay, so what's it saying, Hal?
It's saying create.
Okay.
So basically what I did was I found a whole bunch of different samples of girls saying completely different words, and I think the first one the girl is saying craft, and then the next one she's saying like ye or something, and I took all of the syllables, mm-hmm. and I combined them so it goes create. So it's like, and the last one's saying like great, yeah. or something. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and I put a lo-fi filter and I compressed it together to make it sound like a cohesive thing. It didn't work out exactly like I wanted it to, but it was interesting. So
yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely interesting. People building their dream girl photo montage kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's I did it. I put it into a pad sampler, mm-hmm. and I was able to go, and I put it on three different keys. So I go, create. So it was you hear me physically playing that.
Okay, I
so
get you. So you could put it at any speed you
really
want.
Yeah, I mean,
to.
I could have made it like 8 create, so,
yeah,
you know.
I get you.
Sample boards are really awesome, for the
yeah,
record.
Yeah, fair point.
and then I put a little, just for that ending anyway, I put a little sine wave drop on it, mm-hmm. so if you're wearing headphones, you can really hear that very well.
Okay, cool.
And but basically, the track started out as an ambience, just nonsense that I had started with like a long, very long time ago. And then whenever I decided to do the bumper for MetaLife, I was just thinking in my head, like, what does MetaLife mean to me? Mm-hmm. Meta existence. Like, it's beyond existence. It's in this spectral, ethereal plane that we don't know anything about. So what is meta life? You know, what is beyond existence? So I guess that's kind of the direction I was going.
Yeah.
I know that that's not really what meta life means to Yvonne, but that's kind of what I got from it.
So. Well, I mean, nonetheless, I think it's a really cool bumper. As you said, it's definitely got an ambience feel to it. I really enjoyed the beginning, kind of this light, almost wind-like feeling, like it's there but not quite there, and it really gives you this nice laid-back look at something.
Oh yeah, if you listen very carefully, you can kind of hear that wind sound. Mm-hmm. What it is, it's a car lulling. It's its engine, and
okay.
it kind of makes this oscillating sound, so it's going
Oh, I gotcha.
And then I just reverb the crap out of it, and then if you just listen very carefully, you can hear that oscillation.
Hmm.
So that's kind of what it is. And then I just put like a little sign bleep
yeah.
and bloops on top of it, and kind of just made it weird. So
well,
meta.
Weird is fun. We
yeah.
always like weird.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do like how it builds. I mean, from the beginning to the end, it kind of is like it's just one big escalation.
There you go.
But yeah, no, it's definitely a very cool one. I mean, I look forward to seeing how other people approach the idea of MetaLife too. I mean, everyone has, as you just said, everyone has a different approach to this channel, this idea.
Absolutely.
We've had some podcasts that were more medical-based, some that were more tech-based. It's
yeah, what is MetaLife? Like, put MetaLife to a sound, and I guess that's what Hal Clark believes MetaLife
yeah.
means. Because, you know, there's all those other channels that are very easily placed for sound, like the
yeah.
Bold Roast.
True.
Very easy.
Cinemergia with
Cinemergia. Well, that's not as easy. Indie Game Nation.
Oh,
video
definitely.
Game sounds. Super easy. You know, and so, but then you get the channels like
New Leonardo's,
and you got really creative with that, with all the water yeah. sounds, and people who don't know anything about Leonardo would have no idea why you went that
very
direction.
True.
So there's no correlation between, well, there is, but people wouldn't know that.
A lot of people don't, and I think that works great with this, because
yeah.
you took an idea, and you put it out there, you made it exactly what you wanted, and whether someone else connects the dots, I mean, it's expressive. It's very strong.
I hope somebody out there gets why I chose that sound. Because in sound design especially, it's really hard. Well, if it's not straightforward, you kind of have to associate things so you have like a starting point, you know. I mean, you can go into the studio and just start banging on, you know, pots and pans, but it's really nice to have a general idea of what you're going to do before you start working. And that's for any form of art.
Very true.
So it's nice to have an idea of where you're going.
Well, and I will say, if you didn't connect the dot when you first listened to Metal Life channel with this bumper, go ahead and go back now and listen to it. See, find one of our podcasts with the new Metal Life bumper. See how you like the connection. See what it's like. New and improved.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's listen to one more time real quick. Okay, great. As I said, I love this one, so thanks a lot, Hal. Looking forward to the future.
No problem. All right, take it easy.